Shorty, here is a question about love. No, it's about my boss. No, love. Forget what I just said. How do you speak about a man who you watch all day long, bringing him bouquets of wrenches, who you are always coming up to saying, "Shorty, would you check this solder? Shorty, is this flame too high? Shorty, help! The vinyl that was smoking has caught fire." The poet Garrett Hongo says, "The apprentice puts his body where the body of his teacher is." I can never remember the quote right, open to feedback, but I remember that it made apprenticeship sound like a sexy thing. Shorty, if you're reading this, please stop. That was a joke. Of course, you aren't reading this. It's a poem. Shorty, you're a 52-year-old journeyman doing trim out in a muddy tract house in the 1,000-year floodplain of the lower Colorado River. Why does it feel like an insult, Shorty, to tell the truth? You will never read this poem. I wouldn't be insulted if somebody said, "You'll never earn as much as Shorty in a year. You'll never turn around a house as fast. You'll never make a truer solder. No one groping blindly in the dark after a trade will ever feel as safe working with you. No one will ever want to say your name all day, I swear, all day. Shorty, Shorty, even after work, I'm saying how it is with Shorty is." I think now about school. All the school I've been to many years. With Shorty sitting on a 5-gallon primer bucket with a toothpick, watching me, sometimes talking, watching me flail beneath this hall bath lav, saying, "That's okay, mijo, that's okay," each time I curse, and then finally taking the channel locks and doing it right so I could see. Teachers used to sit with me. Together, we would study some third thing. Shorty wears a silver bracelet that shines like a lamp, and underneath it is the hand I read.